Another Friday, another single-day record for new cases reported of coronavirus in Arkansas. At his press briefing today, the governor announced 1,107 new cases from just more than 7,800 test results. It's the highest 24-hour new case total in Arkansas since the pandemic began. Last Friday also produced more than 1,000 new cases. The governor says he isn't pleased with the high number, but he says he isn't entirely surprised either.
This is something that I actually expected. When you have a number of lower days, that you're going to have a spike at one point. You don't want it to be that high. But if you remember last Friday, we had over 1,000 new cases as well. So we'll see where it goes from here. But a couple points on that new 1,107 cases. Of that number, 225 positives came from one lab that brought them in 1 day, and one-third from that lab, the cases were from last week.
10 counties are reporting at least 20 new cases, including 105 new cases in Pulaski County. The next two highest counties, Washington and Craighead, are home to the state's largest universities. Washington County, with the University of Arkansas, reports 91 new cases, and Craighead, where Arkansas State University is located, reports 61 new cases. Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says 13% of the new cases reported today are in college students. Benton County reports 52 new cases over the last 24 hours, Sebastian County 51, Crawford 35, and Carroll County with just more than 20. Governor Hutchinson says he's confident the state's higher education leadership is approaching the pandemic as it should.
From what I see is that the university and higher education more broadly is making the right decisions, they're taking the right actions, and I have some confidence that that's going to make a difference. We'll continue to look at it and see if anything additional should be done or what conversations we should have with the higher ed leadership.
The Arkansas Department of Health is adding 13 Arkansas deaths from the virus to the state's total, bringing the state's fatalities from the disease to 953. There are, as of today, just more than 5,700 active cases in Arkansas. Today's briefing was conducted in MENA and is the last of the daily briefings that the governor began in mid-March. The governor says further briefings will be held on a weekly or as-needed basis. Fayetteville schools will begin checking temperatures of students, faculty, and staff before they enter school buildings on Monday. The new measure was announced on the district's Facebook page yesterday. And University of Arkansas enrollment is up just a bit for the fall semester. University officials say 27,549 students are taking classes either in person or remotely this fall. It's the second highest total in the past 5 years. There are more than 4,300 graduate students enrolled this year, an increase of almost 4.5% compared to last year. Residents of Arkansas make up just more than 55% of the total enrollment, and women represent 54% of total enrollment and nearly 55% of the incoming class.